It's supposed to be the happiest place on Earth. But earlier this week, the Disneyland theme park in Shanghai became a temporary prison. Authorities promptly shut exits after a visitor from the previous day tested positive for COVID-19. 34,000 guests were prevented from leaving before being tested for the virus. China is battling to contain its most widespread outbreak since the epidemic began last year. Hundreds of cases of the Delta variant have been reported in more than half of the country's provinces. Despite many of China's neighbors opening up, Beijing is maintaining a zero-tolerance approach to the pandemic. Just a few cases are met with rapid mass testing and sudden lockdowns. Health officials have defended what critics say is a costly and unsustainable strategy.
I think the policy of putting the people's lives first is a guiding principle for our country. So although it has some impact on the economy, the health of the majority of the people comes as the top priority, and everything starts from that.
On Monday, hundreds of young students were prevented from leaving their Beijing primary school after a teacher tested positive. Some children were separated from their parents overnight. Conditions for entering the capital have been tightened. Travel from affected areas suspended. Some districts are under lockdown and entertainment venues have been closed.
China's playbook for getting the virus under control doesn't seem to be working as quickly this time, and infections are rising during a sensitive period. Next week, top leaders will meet in Beijing for a crucial meeting, and the city is preparing to host the Winter Olympics in just a few months.
Port authorities are on high alert for imported cases. The outbreak has affected both domestic and international supply chains. Chinese officials say more than 76% of the population is vaccinated. A third booster dose is now being offered. But regardless of vaccination status, Chinese residents are warned against any non-urgent travel. Their absence has left a $255 billion hole in the global tourism market, and they may not return until the end of 2022. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.